Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are streaming this live with crowd participation from the Annie Fry YouTube page. You can go on to the Annie Fry YouTube page and comment along in the chat there and participate and ask questions as you have them. And you can do the same thing on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page as well. Please, if you don't mind, go consider giving us a like there and participate in the conversation. My co-host, as always, Erica Murphy joins us now. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Whenever I get a notification from Erica that there are new deals out, I get real excited inside.
So
we're going to talk about the details of that here in a minute. And we have another special guest. This is going to be a landmark Pixie Dust Podcast episode for us, because if all goes right, if the technology serves us well, we are going to have an actual on-property visit from Tony Colombo, who is at the Polynesian right now. So we are going to wait the dude likes to make an entrance. So when he pops on here, we will shift to the Polynesian and we'll be discussing with Erica some of the news that has come out about Disney World as they continue to phase their reopening. We'll discuss what it's like to be at Disney World right now with Tony Colombo. And we're going to discuss those new packages that have been released. If you want to get into a vacation this year, still in 2020, which I have gone, I highly recommend. I don't know why I keep looking at availability. Like, I'm going to actually go, but I just keep doing it. And yeah. Erica, I had a friend text me the other day who I have connected with you. And when I found out that this unnamed friend was considering taking a Disney World trip, I was as excited as if it were my trip myself.
Yeah, that's how I get when I plan anybody's trip. I become so close to them because I get to live vicariously through you. And Tony had sent some photos this week. You sent some photos while you were out, and I really feel like I'm there.
Yeah, because you were stalking.
Well, I was.
She was like sending me threats. I need to see pictures.
What are you doing now?
Tell me now what your pictures are.
All right. Well, Tony's entrance. I'm going to be really disappointed if he doesn't have like fire dancers like carrying him out with, you know, like the luau music in the background. Like that needs to be his entrance.
No kidding. He needs to be the fire dancer. Let's not goof around here. He said we might get some of the pool action. I go, should I promote Tony Colombo poolside, because that could break the internet.
So it could break the internet. Yeah.
I don't know what's coming our way. He's going to pop up on here when he gets the time to do it. Oh, I'm getting a text from him. He says he's preparing. I guess he's getting his fire dancer costume.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I hope so.
This is going to be Tony Colombo's last trip.
His last entrance on our podcast.
I want to say hi to Angela, who comments on Facebook as we are recording this live. So nice to catch you live for my first time. Angela, thank you so much for joining us. Kathy as well, watching the show on Facebook, and so many other people who are joining us live. Anytime we record these lives, we try to promote it a little bit ahead of time on the Pixie Dust Podcast page and also the Annie Fry YouTube page, so you can get your questions asked and answered. So first, I want to go to some news. And Erica, you can elaborate a little bit more. These are some of the blogs that I follow. This one from The Points Guy. He said, this iconic Disney resort will reopen in summer of 2021 with exciting new theming, authored by Summer Hall Apparently, the Polynesian, Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, one of the original properties that opened with the Magic Kingdom in 1971, was set to fully reopen this October, but we just learned that's not going to happen. In fact, after shutting its doors due to the pandemic in March, the hotel will remain at least partially closed for more than a year, and it's not scheduled to fully reopen until the summer of 2021. So, Erica, can you? Is there anything that you can add to that? Some information that you have as being with Magic Expeditions, people can book with you. You get the information straight from Disney when it comes out. You can tell us, what do you know?
Yeah. So one thing to note is that the villas and the bungalows are going to remain open through the refurbishment and through the reimagination of the Polynesian Resort. So the pools are still going to be open. The restaurants, they have an amazing bread pudding that is there at
is
the Polynesian.
So
is that at Kona? Yeah.
I tried to get there on a trip and it just didn't work out with the parks opening a little bit later. Breakfast was happening a little bit later, and so we didn't make it, but that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do, and I'm really hopeful that the fireworks are going to be returning soon. And one of my favorite hacks is to sit on the beach at the Polynesian and have a Dole Whip and watch the fireworks over Cinderella's Castle, because they pipe the music in and there's no crowds, and it's one of my favorite resorts. Mm-hmm. But so the bungalows that they're actually showing, if you're watching on the page right now, there's these amazing over the water bungalows, and it has a lanai outside. And when Disney does things, you know, they do not skip any, like, you feel like you're in Hawaii. So if you get a chance to stay there, I would highly recommend it. But they are refurbishing it with a Disney Moana theme,
which is
really, really exciting.
I am giving a round of applause for this decision, and I trust that they're probably not going to do it overtly. Do you know if this is going to eliminate any Lilo and Stitch feel to the resort, or do they coexist, or do we not know yet?
I don't know. And I certainly hope not, because that is one of the allures of the Polynesian, is having one of the places that you can see Lilo and Stitch, and they have the breakfast there and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I would think that they would be kind of an added, since they're both coexist in Hawaii, but we'll mm-hmm. see. But I think that the Polynesian is one of Disney's first properties, so I think it is definitely in need of a facelift. And everything that they do when they reimagine, it just makes it that much better. And it's hands down one of my favorite properties right now, so I can only imagine what it's going to be like once these are done.
Yeah, I would agree. Here's another news story. This is Cinderella's Royal Table and more Disney World restaurants are returning. Gaston's Tavern, as I understand it, in Magic Kingdom also will be returning to service. And this is from Disney Tourist Blog. These are just some of the websites that I enjoy reading, and we will often share these stories on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page as well. So if you are reading these, make sure you go and check out these blogs too as well. They give some good information, sometimes some rumors, some tips that they have that do and don't pan out, but just a cool way to stay connected while you're missing the magic. But one of the things that Erica, you can talk a little bit about here is I'm trying to find the correct name for it. Maybe you have it. The mini dining at Hollywood. Minnie's Seasonal mm-hmm. Dining. Yes. So this is another character dining experience that's going to be taking place at Hollywood and Vine. And it's going to be like some of the other character experiences right now, where they come out, and I experienced this at Topolino's. It was still, I actually almost preferred it, because I could focus as a selfish adult more on my meal instead of like trying to shuffle cameras and everything all the time. It was a little bit different, but, in Hollywood Studios, it's nice to be able to have that Fab Five character experience.
And in the different outfits, which we all know I appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, that's important for some people.
It's me. Yeah. And this is a spooktacular event. So I would, like, as you see right now, Minnie's in her little Halloween orange and black outfit. So it's kind of fun to see them dressed up and in the different costumes and have the different picture opportunities. But it's going to have different Halloween decor and music, scary food, and more. And you can also on the Disney Park blog is one that's that I like to watch too, that there's the full article on the Disney Park blog too.
And Cinderella's Royal Table will be reopening. From what we understand, the princesses are going to be taking a break from the character experience. But if you wanted to dine, this actually might make it more compelling for some people. If you want to dine in the castle without having to do the princess dining thing, then this might be the time for you.
Yeah. And those are both. So the Hollywood and Vine is going to open September 25th and the Cinderella's Royal Table is September 24th, which is also kind of hopeful that we've seen the phased opening as we've gone through the process of them being reopened. And this is just kind of the exciting next step. So as they start to reopen these things again and start to bring these things back, we're getting back to some sort of normalcy, which is exciting.
So we have a comment here from Carlo. Says, Tony will be on the Pixie Dust podcast straight from the House of Mouse. And if you are watching right now, you are seeing Tony Colombo at the Polynesian.
Clap in your fins, right you now. Don't get too far. Legs are required yes. for jumping, dancing.
Oh. Hi. Oh, hey. Oh, hi.
I didn't hear you guys come in. Welcome to the Polynesian Village Resort. Aloha from paradise.
So, Tony,
it's a beautiful day at Disney World.
The number one thing that I want to ask you, which, you know, spoiler alert, I have asked you already on a text message, but not in front of all of these people, is are you glad you went? You were on the bubble. You were watching my vacation. You were trying to make the decision. You're there. Right, Cole?
Right call, 100%. I haven't looked at my Twitter yet in the last couple of days. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that disagree with me, and I'm sure that I'm going to get a lot of hate. But no, this was exactly what we needed after a long, crazy year. You know, tough on the kids, tough on the family, tough on everybody, and this was a perfect little break from all that.
I cannot agree with you anymore. For us, even the slower pace of what Disney World is like right now was actually, for the grown-ups, almost, you want to tell everybody there to keep it down? You're on a podcast.
Well, I keep looking because my daughter, because Grace was like, I want to be on the podcast. Grace, so I keep looking to see if she's anywhere close by so she can be on.
Yeah.
You want to be on?
Sure. Get over here, Grace.
She's in the pool. Hold on. Let's see if I can. This is hard to do. I thought I could flip my camera, but I can't.
That's all right.
There's Grace swimming up to the. There she is.
Hi, Grace.
Well, I'm not in it. That's fine. I probably.
No, they can. They can see and hear you.
Hey, Tony, ask Grace if you guys made the right call, still coming to Disney World, even in.
Annie wants to know if this was the right call coming to Disney World. Yeah. Absolutely, oh my God, she says.
Well, there's nobody here.
Yeah. Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, there's
there ain't nobody here. Here. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, you got anything to say to the people? All right, very good. All right, here we go.
Considering coming, should they book a trip? That's what she needs to tell us. You can tell
Heck
us that.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna try to go somewhere where we can see some sights and I can hear you guys a little bit better.
Yeah, that's fine. One of the things I want to know from you, Tony, is that, you know, I've experienced 11 days at the end of July. They had been open for 9 days when we went for the first time. And they were still, I think, kind of getting their footing. I remember that they changed the mask rule that you had to stop and go off to the side to eat and drink as opposed to walk while we were there. That was something that so they're kind of rolling with it. But just kind of explain to us what you're experiencing. Like, everybody wants to know, and this was the question you asked me, is the magic still there? Are you having a magical vacation? Do you feel safe at the same time while you're having that appears to be magical vacation?
Yeah, no doubt. You still have to stop. You can't go anywhere. The only reason I can even be here without a mask on right now is because I'm in the pool area. And the pool area is the only place that you don't have to have your mask, but I do have a mask right here in case I walk out of here, because everywhere else, literally everywhere else on Disney property, you have to have a mask on. It's strictly enforced, as you know. You can't walk with a beverage. You can't walk with any food. If you're going to stop and take a drink or if you're going to stop and eat, you have to remain stationary because obviously you have to take your mask off and you're not allowed to move 1 inch without your mask on. on resort or in any of the parks. So, and everything is extremely social distanced. So for me, it's always been wearing a mask, washing your hands, and practicing social distancing. I think that's the best way to keep yourself and everybody safe. And they definitely enforce that greatly here at Disney World. So I haven't felt, I don't think any of us have felt, I feel more exposed grocery shopping than I do on this trip. Yeah. If that makes sense.
No, it makes 100% sense. What do you, what, like when you talk about enforcing, Disney enforcing these rules, the cast members there, they have a, it's tricky because when you enforce a mask rule in Florissant, Missouri at Walmart, that's going to go a little bit differently than in the Magic Kingdom at Disney World. How do the cast members go about still having that pleasantness that exists every inch of Disney World and still being like, nope, you know, making sure that when you look around, nobody is shirking the rules and everybody is abiding by the expectations of what they've laid forward.
They just very nicely ask you to put your mask on. And I've only probably seen one or two people even have to be asked. And both times that happened was, it was somebody who I think just kind of absentmindedly walked away without their mask or forgot to, you know, pull it up over their face. So it's just been a, hey, you know, make sure you have your mask on. And the person puts their mask on immediately. I haven't seen anybody argue with it. Not hostile at all. Yeah. They're very friendly about it. I haven't seen anybody give any pushback to it. So I don't know what would happen if you would. I don't know why you would. But it's a gentle reminder, but I'll tell you what, they are watching because you can't, like, they are watching it. You will be gently reminded immediately if you step somewhere you're not supposed to be, which is everywhere except your room and the pool, without a mask on. You will be gently reminded immediately, but, and everywhere is social distancing. All the restaurants is mobile. You have to mobile order.
Tony, so have you been able to find any hand sanitizer around to use?
Oh, geez. Yeah. You can't take 10 steps without hand sanitizer. We've been using it like crazy because we brought a bunch, but we were like, we'll let Disney pay for the hand sanitizer on this trip.
Oh, you're and, still paying for it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you got that right.
It's not
free. You got that right.
It's included.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, we've been using the hand sanitizer. You have no choice but to social distance and to wear a mask. There's positives and negatives. I took a video. I'll put it somewhere, on YouTube at some point, of me walking on to Haunted Mansion with about an hour to go of park time tonight. And I start at the front of the line and I walk to where I'm sitting down on the ride and you never see anybody.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife and I were joking that it was the Haunted Mansion was almost creepier because we were literally the only people on the ride. Mm-hmm. So we're the only people in here, like that makes it a little bit creepier. And same way with the aerial ride, same way with Buzz Lightyear, like all of these rides, we just walked on over and over again on aerials, on the aerial ride, the Under the Sea ride. They asked us if we wanted to just stay on.
Did you?
They didn't even make us get off. They were like, you just want to go again? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because
you get to see unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, and I assume that in a year, in 2 years, you're going to be like, do you remember when they said, do you want to ride again? Tony, when we were there in July into August, they asked us that question on Flight of Passage, which I know that you haven't done Flight of Passage, but you know how hard it is to get on Flight of Passage. And anybody who is paying attention to wait times at Disney World ever, we got off and we were walking out like, would you like to ride again? You can go right here through this. And we were like, huh? Like, how do you turn that down? It's so unbelievable.
When we were here last year in October, because we were here right before Halloween, we didn't ride Splash Mountain because we waited to the last day to try to ride it. And we tried to ride it towards the end of the last day. And the wait time was 125 minutes. And today we rode Splash Mountain and we probably stopped. We walked all the way to the boats. And I think we had to wait like for one round of boats to go before it was our turn. So we were in line for maybe 5-10 minutes. And Last year it was 120.
It's unbelievable.
That's, yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff closed. A lot of restaurants are closed. A lot of our favorite restaurants are closed, and that stinks. There's no fireworks. That stinks. There's no big parade. That stinks. Everything, especially at our resort here, the 24-hour restaurant closes at 10 o'clock. The other restaurant is not even open. So there's a lot of things that you know, are negatives, but there's a lot of positives too. The fact that earlier I was here at the pool, it was the middle of the day. It was probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And because we spent first half of the day at Magic Kingdom, came back for a couple hours and spent the last half of the day, or last few hours back in the park. And in that middle time, I came down here to the pool. It's 100 degrees in Florida at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm at a pool at Disney World, and there were 7 people in it. That's insane. There's usually 100 at least. Right now, there's only probably 20, and there should be 100 people here at least. And yeah, it's just, that stuff is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you especially
see,
being
the castle.
Yes.
All right, let's go for a walk.
I was gonna say,
I gotta put my mask on. Stand by. I gotta put my mask on.
Okay. Well, we'll watch and we'll see. You need to put your phone down so that we can, or should we watch?
You don't think I can do this one? Here, I can do this. Look at this. Look at this.
I know the number one way to get you to do it one-handed is.
There we go. Hold on. There we go. Also, what we did was we brought a whole bunch of these disposable masks because although I like the cloth and the nice masks better, like personally, we wanted to be able to like put on a fresh mask over and over and over again. So we brought like 100 of these, literally like 250 packs. And we've just been going through 5 or 6 a day. So everybody has a fresh mask on all the time.
But if you eat something spicy and you're like, it takes on the smell of it. And it's just nice to be able that we did the exact same thing. I highly recommend.
Yeah, no, I think that's the way to go.
Mask. Something bad happens to them. You're not terribly worried about it.
Yeah, no, I see so many people here with like nice cloth masks on. And I'm like, God, isn't that just. Well, like, how long can you really wear that before you have to wash it?
Yeah.
And so, isn't that terrible?
Give us a little tour now that you're walking around.
Yeah. Here. So, okay. So it's hard for me to do. It's hard for me to like show you what I can. It's hard for me to like see what you see. Here, I'm walking on the beach here at the Polynesian. I'm gonna point you right at the castle. Sorry about the wind. I hope that's.
Yeah. Why did? Why did you
Let's
do
see.
Something about the wind?
I think I can get the castle in the picture. Somehow get the castle.
There we see it. Yeah, we see it. Yeah, we see it.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
No.
You got it out there.
Erica's gonna start getting weepy.
Yeah, I am.
Here you go. Here we go.
So
there's all that. I like how Erica's like looking at it so intently.
I'm
careful because I don't want to like run over anybody. But yeah, that purple dot, that's the and the castle I'm not sold on.
I was just gonna ask you what your thoughts were on the new castle. Did we lose you?
Did I lose everybody?
You cut
did I
out
lose you?
Oh no.
All I see is a frozen picture of Erica smiling.
That's the way it goes.
All I can see is a frozen picture of Erica smiling.
Tell us about the castle, Tony. Your impressions of the castle. You said you're not totally sold on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of like it a little bit better.
Tony, we're gonna reconnect with you here. We'll see if we can get him back on here in just a second. He just has to re-click in, maybe with a better connection. But do you have an opinion yet, Erica, on the castle? Are you in love with it? You need to like completely wait to see it in person to make a full judgment?
I feel like I need to wait to see it in person because you know how I feel about change. And I was really upset when they said that they were going to change it to begin with. And then I saw the pictures and I liked it. So it went from being really upset that they were changing it because really kind of liking the old nostalgia castle that I saw when I was 12 years old to seeing this. And it is a very regal, very updated, you know, very glamorous, which, you know, I like my glamour. But I need
That's
to see it in person.
Are.
I am. I like the sparkle, but I need to see it in person.
I was in love with it. I think it's fantastic. I think it looks more, I think it looks more animated. I don't know if, like I said, last time we had this podcast, I think it looks less like a regular castle. Dare I say it looked like a regular castle. And now it looks like something that it is in your dreams. That's more, there's more fantasy. That's the way I want to say it. More fantasy to the way that it was before. So Erica, in your conversations with Tony, while I'm having a conversation with him through text messages here to get him back on. He's relocating right now to get a better spot, better connection. In your conversations with Tony and his family about whether or not they wanted to keep their booking or decide to rebook or move it or cancel it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had other conversations with people who were on the fence and then they went? Is there any consistency in the people who actually go and experience it, how they feel about being there?
Yeah. So a lot of the people that have gone thus far, you know, things are changing constantly. Like with Tony in particular, the Polynesian resort was closed. They love the Polynesian. That's the one of the main reasons why they like to go. And the resort was closed. So they actually did get upgraded to a villa, which is very exciting. You know, this is something that has happened to some of my other clients that have booked into a resort that's not open. They got an upgrade. So
my parents booked and were originally supposed to be at Beach Club in a hotel room. They got moved over to the villas and they got moved into a one bedroom from a studio, like a regular hotel room into a one bedroom villa that includes a separate king size bed suite with the bathtub and a separate shower and a separate room for a toilet and a washer and dryer, which is a game changer for my family. We couldn't get over that. And then a full kitchen and a living room. So like a separate area. That was their experience. And they did book with you as well.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that as people are like, oh, I don't know if I should still go. I'm like, well, you just got an upgrade and this will not happen again. They don't normally
God forbid
into a standard room and then upgrade to a villa like that. So just a little bit of that extra pixie dust, I think, has been really helpful to kind of ease people into going. And then once they go there, everybody that has been I've talked with has not, they said it was the best decision because it is, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Hopefully we'll never have to go through this again. Mm-hmm. But when are you going to be able to say that you got to ride Flight of Passage twice or walk onto Splash Mountain before it was reimagined and when it was still, you know, the old theming and get to see these experiences with your family? And, you know, a lot of the naysayers will say, oh, well, the magic is gone. There's no fireworks. The hours are less.
Don't not try it, folks.
You get to do more. Mm-hmm. You know, I would much rather have a shortened park hour and not have to spend four of those hours that would have been opened in a line somewhere than, you know, like Tony did, go back, go swimming, you know, have a nice dinner, have drinks by the pool. Like, that sounds amazing.
I want to ask you, you made a comment earlier about fireworks and you were saying you were hoping that they would come back. Yeah. I don't know that there's any indication of any timeline whatsoever right now regarding fireworks. I am curious if there has been any indication whatsoever about the 50th anniversary celebration that's supposed to start next year in October, as I understand just based on, I mean, I'm looking at it. Is it Shanghai just restarted an evening parade, and we kind of didn't we start like they got back going before we did. So I'm like, is it the same timeline? The number one thing that I'm always, my day job is doing a news talk radio show. And so my head is normally, this is why I need Disney so much, because I need to cleanse my mind from the muck. Like, we're all living in it, but I have to talk.
That's why we all need it.
Yeah. But I mean, it's important to understand some of the decisions that go into what can happen and what can't happen at any of the properties has a lot to do with the locality. So for instance, Disneyland being in California has to adhere to the rules, laws and regulations of California. They have a very different state government than say Florida. Gavin Newsom is the governor in California. His approach is much different than Ron DeSantis in Florida. Then you go over to Shanghai and Hong Kong, and I'm pretty sure both of those properties are actually owned by China. That the way that they set those up, that the government, the country has a much higher stake in the property with partnership with Disney. So it's a different structure, which means there are different people responsible for decision making. However, if you see that you can open, if you can reboot the fireworks show in Shanghai and you learn how to do it and you learn how to implement some expected social distancing, or potentially you know, like at what capacity it's okay to allow people to go there and just have people there who are enforcing that. I look at Shanghai, like if they're doing it in Shanghai, at least Disney has a template for when they come and then implement those kinds of things here in the United States. So, but I mean, the 50th anniversary, this is supposed to be a really big deal. I can't imagine that they're going to, I feel like they're going to, especially at Disney World, being in Florida, which is probably the most quickly advancing location that they have, governmentally speaking, willing to participate in opening quicker. I'm hoping is all it is right now. I'm hoping that we can get back to more normal with fireworks and everything sooner than later.
Yeah. And one of the promising things too, is that when they opened up packages for 2021, they are only allowing us to book through September, through the end of September. And I think a big reason of that is because, you know, of the 50th anniversary. So while they haven't come out and said anything, we know that we can only book 2021 packages through September. And normally, nothing about this year has been normal. Historically, they have opened it for the whole year. So the fact that they haven't opened it for October, November, December makes me think that they're going to end up doing something for the anniversary. Even if it's a phased situation like we're in now, but the fact that they're also opening up for the Cinderella's Royal Table and kind of bringing back the character dinings, I think these are all steps in the right direction of kind of getting to what our new normal is going to be and bringing these things back.
So Tony Jewell is watching us right here on Facebook, and he comments, how can I book with you? Erica, I'm going to let you take this here in a second. But Tony, I will tell you that I became a Disney Vacation Club member because I just didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I kind of like dove in it and swam around, and it was red, and it was like my body was red. And I'm like, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm wearing the Kool-Aid. But all of my vacations and every single person in my family or my friends who is interested in booking a Disney World vacation, they come to me, they're like, Annie, what do I need to do? And I'm like, well, I don't do that, but I have the very best person on the planet with Magic Expeditions, Erica Murphy, to do that for you. And she will be as excited about your vacation and as non-pushy as it's perfect. It's the exact meld that you want from someone who's going to help take off all of the question marks that you have floating around your head when you're like, what do I do? Where do I start? How do I know I'm not getting screwed? How do I know I'm getting the best deal? Well, the answer is Erica. So Tony wants to know how he can book with you. As soon as I turn this over to you to talk about some of the deals that are out, that's when Tony Colombo will rejoin us, just because that's Murphy's Law. But I'm going to ask you, we've got new vacation packages that are out for this year, but you can book through September of 2021. Tell us what people can do to connect with you and why they might be interested in getting a hold of you right now.
Yeah. So my email address is on the bottom of our page, but it is just Erica with a K. So E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com. We have many ways that you can get in touch with us. You can message the Pixie Dust podcast page, and that goes to both Annie and I, and we can contact you that way on Facebook. I have
Don't say nasty things about me on the Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page, because I will read that.
You can Who would ever say anything nasty about you? It's impossible.
Let's talk about my other just to reiterate here, because it kind of cut out on my end, it's Erica at magicexpeditions.com, just in case it didn't come through. E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com. And that Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page, if you're a Facebook Messenger user, you can send her all the messages there that you want, and she responds almost immediately.
Yeah, I'm all connected. Again, we joked in a previous podcast about being sponsored by Apple, but I'm in. I've got the watch, I got the phone, I got the iPad. I'm always on. So I get those notifications and we can just even see what pricing is going to be like. You mentioned that we have some big deals that were released yesterday, which was so exciting because for so long, I think people were saying they're making it really easy to cancel. Like they almost are telling us not to come. And I think that during that initial reopening, they just want it to be no pressure. They have still extended the cancellation policy to where if something were to happen and you need to cancel within 7 days of your trip, you would get a full refund. So normally it's the 30 days. They changed that. So there's a guarantee to get the full refund. And then they also released promos yesterday, which is so exciting and so, you know, helping people get back to the magic. They still have the food and wine going on right now, which is a great festival that normally it's only during the fall. They extended it from July until later this fall. We have some of the phased reopenings of the new restaurants. We have the fall decor that's coming out. So really this is, when we say once in a lifetime opportunity to go to Disney, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. You can see the holidays. I think this past New Year's Eve, Annie and I were watching the fireworks on our iPads from like our pajamas in our living room. But
let's stop and pause and talk about how cool we are.
Two moms.
Yeah. And I think it was Eastern, so it was 11, so we could go to bed sooner.
Exactly. But as much as I love Disney, I would not ever, ever go on New Year's Eve because of the crowds and because of all the people, and it's just not my scene. I may consider going this year. Yeah. I mean, if they, you know, with these crowd levels, all of these opportunities, Christmas time is super, super busy historically because they do the big parades. They have the Very Merry Christmas Party. Christmas at Disney is like none other. And to be able to see all that with low crowds is going to be amazing. So they have two deals that they released. They have a tiered based on the resort stay. So for deluxe resort, it's up to $500 off on a 4-day vacation. So for 4 days,
isn't that about a free night?
Yeah. So, and they have it tiered. So it's like $250 for a moderate, $100 for a value. So it's about a free night when you kind of look at it that way. Which I mean, buy three nights, get one free. I'm in. And then they also have another room discount for some of the more southern states. So like, I think Louisiana, Kentucky, they have kind of a neighbor discount or promotion for those locations as well. So those were just two that were released for 2020. Again, I'm hopeful that something's going to be released for 2021. The fact that they're pushing these out, I think is a really good sign.
So if you are wanting to even ask questions, like if you reach out to Erica@magicexpeditions.com, that's E-R-I-K-A, Erica with a K, @magicexpeditions.com. If you just want to say like, can you ballpark me stay and I'd like to go at this time. So maybe you don't know exactly the dates. Maybe you have a budget, which is what Tony Colombo did with Erica Murphy. And he is back with us right now. Mm-hmm. Hi, Tony. Welcome back. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You
too. All right.
For this trip that you're on right now, if you're just mm-hmm. joining us, Tony Colombo is on property. The Pixie Dust podcast pulled our money together and sent Tony to the Polynesian.
You would have sent us too.
I didn't do that. I wish. Because if it were sending anybody, I'd be there with him right now.
Yeah.
You went to the Polynesian. This trip you booked because you told Erica, as I understand it, you gave her a dollar amount and said, if you can get us at the Polynesian at this time of year under this amount of money, we'll go. You challenged.
That is exactly right.
How'd that go? I mean, you're there.
Well, I'm standing here. So we were already scheduled to come here in December, which we still plan on doing, coming back here around Christmas time for our 2020 trip. And we, that was going to be it. And I don't know, last winter ish, Erica said, hey, I just want you to know that there's some really cool discounts that are happening right now. You might want to take a look at. So I said, here's the thing. We're already going in December. I'd love to go twice, but it's gotta be under budget. It's gotta be under budget. It's gotta be under this number. It was a number that I didn't even think was humanly possible to do at the Polynesian. This is, you know, pre-coronavirus, before everything got weird. And she got under the unbelievable number that we set for her. And basically there was no way.
You couldn't say no.
There's no way I could have turned this down, because it was how often do you get to go to Disney and the Polynesian, you know, one of the premier resorts? You don't have to do that, baby. You can just open the door. And do it at the price that we did it at. I mean, we were just like, there's no way this will ever happen again. So we had to take advantage of it.
Tony, I want to ask you about, Erica was telling us a little bit about, you got upgraded to a villa. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. I'm back in another pool, so I can take this off.
Fantastic. So nice. You've stayed on the hotel side of the Polynesian. From what I understand, that's the part that's going to be shutting down for some time for the renovation. You're staying in the villa side, which is the DVC side. Uh-huh. Unless Erica chime in if I'm saying any of this wrong. What is it like to be at the villas? Because people can still book those villas with mm-hmm. Erica right now. So if you want to be at the Polynesian and you've seen this, the headline like shutting down. Oh, this looks great.
You want to know what it looks like? This is what it looks like.
Palm trees.
What about, so tell me about the villa. People access a villa. How is that? Is it feel a lot different? Are there just some subtle differences?
It's definitely nicer than your standard room. I mean, the Polynesian is such a nice resort already that the rooms are pretty fantastic. So it's not, you know, it's definitely better, but the Polynesian is beautiful and awesome anyway. But yeah, there's some really cool anemones and what's the word I'm looking for?
Amenities and anemones.
I think anemones are things that are underwater, like little creatures. I think those are little creatures that live underwater.
Yeah.
This but is anyway, amenities that the deluxe villas have that the standard rooms don't have, like two different bathrooms, which is pretty huge for a family of five. Yeah, two different places to shower. So yeah, that's a big deal. And a little like Murphy fold out bed that's got Lilo and Stitch painted on the wall on the inside. And Lilo and Stitch are like our jam and my daughter's favorite. So she's sleeping in that bed. So like, that's super cool. Yeah. And just the fact that we're here and, you know, and I think, I don't know how much you guys have talked about all the recent news, but especially if you want to come here, the Polynesian is basically closed for another year, but there are some very limited opportunities to get here. And the only opportunities are in those deluxe villas. All the standard rooms are closed down for like a year. So if you can get here and you can get into one of those limited availabilities, you'll have the whole resort to yourself and you'll be in an amazing room. So we're really looking forward to that. Like it's for us, it's worth the trade-off of the restaurants, all the restaurants not being open, and the restaurants that are open closing a little bit earlier than we're used to. But to trade that for an almost empty pool every day, you know, and just to be able to walk around this resort and there's not that many people and all the cast members are, you know, paying extra close attention to you, and it's pretty great. So it's kind of worth the trade-off.
You mentioned before we lost you before some of the things that you were missing, and you've just said now that the trade-off was worth it, and you are coming back to the Polynesian in December, correct?
That is correct.
So tell me what you're...
I'm just going to lay down here on the pool. No big deal.
Tell me three, four, five things that you're missing right now that other people might be missing, and maybe how the experience has compensated for the absence of those. So one thing you mentioned was fireworks, and that's the one that's the nearest. Like the second that I hear that fireworks are coming back, I like want to be there that weekend.
Yeah. So fireworks are a big deal. Parade, missing parades is a big deal. Although Erica, where do you see this parade video I took? I have a gift for parade videos.
Say, you guys.
Hold on. I got to get comfortable. Hold on. Stand by. Hang on, guys. I'm on vacation. Hang on. Hold on.
For the record, Tony Cuomo is the one that offered to do this while he's
on his tank. Oh, no, I wanted to do this, but look at this. This is tangled in my mask. Hold on, I got to unplug my headphones for 1 second to get this thing.
Fine.
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
We're just going to watch you be weird about stuff, so
I hope people are watching the Facebook page.
Floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do soon. No time will be better. You don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Am I back?
You're a good singer, Tony. I didn't know that about you.
I appreciate
it. Why don't
you
sing more often?
I only
You're
sing
welcome.
At Disney
Thank
World.
Thank you.
Disney World's the only place I sing.
Isn't that?
You come
Disney
down here
does
and hear
that
me
too,
any day,
doesn't it?
Any day you want. That's right.
Fantastic.
What was the question?
So
oh, parades.
Missed.
Yeah, you're missing parades, you're missing fireworks. The park closing early, you know, that was tough, like having to leave the park at 7 o'clock. The good part is we rode everything because there's no lines. But you
it's
know,
not
like you're not
people hear that there's limited time and they're like, oh my gosh, it's hard to do everything in a day as it is. You're gonna do everything. Like if you wanted to
you're
stay
gonna do everything.
If you wanted to stay there for the full hours, you're gonna do everything. Multiple times, you're not going to have any trouble getting everything in.
Right, that's exactly it. You're gonna and you get so used to like no lines that you want to keep going because there's no lines. So like you just want to keep on doing it, and so yeah, leaving early, you know, and you're not there at night, so you don't have that you know that lit up castle picture. Everything looks really nice at nighttime. In the parks, and you don't get that. Yeah, they close before the sun goes down.
Here's one tip. Here's one tip for folks. If you're booking your trip right now, and they have left some reservations for some in-park dining that occur after the park closes, we did a Liberty Tree Tavern, which is probably my favorite meal on all of property. I love Liberty Tree. The dinner is like a delicious Thanksgiving meal. Everything is top-notch. But we made our reservation at 6:45 PM. They actually sat us about 30 minutes late. We walked out of the park at about 8:30. We were the only people in Magic Kingdom, except for the party that was behind us that was cleaning up and finishing up at the park. But we actually got to see Magic Kingdom at night. So if you want to be there later, make
That's
the
great
last,
idea.
The latest reservation you can. Then that way you get the park stuff in as you want to, but then you also have the benefit of being able to see some of the stuff at night because it's different. It's a different experience at night.
I took a picture of Grace today in the middle of the day. It was when we were here early, when we were at the first half of the day at the park. So it had to have been before 1 o'clock. So it was probably between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And she wanted to take the, you know, the standard castle picture. So middle of the day. And I'll try to find a way to post this picture too.
Yeah.
She went up into the, like the middle section of the castle where you can cut through.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood down at the bottom of the steps, like in the square there at Main Street, and took her picture in the middle of the castle. And she's the only human being in the picture.
That's so
and
cool.
It's the middle of the day. Like normally you would be fighting to try to just find your little nook where you could kind of dig in and take a picture. She looks like she's the only person in the whole picture. And the whole castle is the entire castle's in the picture. The entire walkway up on the like that midsection there is in the picture. And she's the only person in it. And it's the middle of the day. It's
crazy.
Yeah. There you go. Like when you, yeah.
You can see right in the center of this picture right here, I'm circling it with my mouse, is my four-year-old daughter walking down Main Street to leave. And there isn't another soul in sight that isn't in my party. And before anybody wigs out about it, they sat us 30 minutes late because they sat people down and this, like certain people came. So we had to wait on them to get seated. It wasn't like we were lingering or anything like that. They actually gave us 20% off of our meal just because they had us wait for a little bit. And we were like, no problem. This is amazing. We're totally doing that. So yeah, it's a pretty amazing experience.
And you're sitting nowhere near anybody when you're in, even when you're in the quick service places, you have to mobile order. Like I mentioned earlier, because the reason you have to mobile order is because they are keeping a strict count on how many people can eat at one time because they are only using about a quarter or less of the tables. So when you go in to a quick service restaurant, even to sit down and eat, you get a table, but every table around you, you know, within a 10-foot area is empty. There's nobody even near you when you sit and eat, and everything is, you know, obviously they sanitize after every touch, every person touches a table or touches a chair or anything. And so you're not around anyone. You know that everything's sanitized. Like they do such a good job with enforcing masks and enforcing social distancing and temperature checks and all of that stuff that we never felt exposed, or we never felt like we were in danger. I mean, I've been on here twice now for a long time. And how many people have you even seen on this video? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they're just everything. Everybody is so spread out. It's amazing. It's great. It's weird.
Paging Miss Tomorrow just commented, "I just left Magic Kingdom and it looked like that. It's so awesome. That's very cool." We've got Scott here that says, "I'm ready to pull the trigger and plan a trip to WDW. Do it, Scott. You'll be so glad you did. Did 3 days at Disneyland in 2010 for our post-deployment retreat and loved every minute of it. A, thank you for your service, first and foremost. And B, there are so many cool things that you can do at Disney World right now. And I'll tell you this, like, the way that I was focusing on it going into my trip was like, how much of the surface do you even get to scratch when you go on a vacation of Disney? Like, if you were to go wall to wall, you could maybe do like 20% of what Disney has to offer. There's some options that are taken away, but you're still not at all going to be able to do everything in the matter of one vacation. You're going to have plenty of time to get a lot done, plenty of options, and a lot of great food. Here's a comment from one Ryan Wiggins, who is watching right now, and he says, Ryan's on my show with me each day and my day job and with Tony. Hey, you all. And Ryan also has a trip booked, right, with you, Erica, in November. Yeah. He said, hey, you all, what are some great restaurants that I shouldn't miss, even in the middle of all of this, knowing character dining is out and knowing I have three little kids? So, Tony, do you have any recommendations of food that you're like, you got to do it, stuff that's open right now?
Yeah, I mean, we keep it pretty simple. Like, our kids are pretty picky, and they like cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets and chicken strips and french fries. So there is, Erica, what's the restaurant at the end of Main Street across from Casey's that where they will assign like a junior fire captain of the day? And what's the name of that?
Oh,
it's like a white old fashioned.
The Plaza?
Yeah.
Not the,
what's it?
The Plaza. It's not the Plaza.
Maybe.
That might be it. The one with that has character dining.
And they have no character dining in this one. They have incredible milkshakes and just like the basics.
Yeah, I think it's Plaza.
That might
Tony's
be right.
Tony's is up front, and I think it's the Plaza.
Yeah, no, it's not Tony's. No, it's at the other end of Main Street, right across from Casey's. Casey's another one, by the way. If you want to just do basic stuff.
Casey's is closed.
Oh, you're right. Casey's is closed. You're right. Casey's is closed. But it's right across from...
I'm going to reiterate my affection, my love and affinity for Liberty Tree Tavern in Magic Kingdom for sure. And they are open, and it's family style Thanksgiving dinner, and they will bring out as much food. If you're big eaters, this is the place to go because you can eat big there. Turkey, roast beef, pot roast, maybe there's a third meat. I don't know. Maybe it's pork. Maybe mashed potatoes, stuffing, mac and cheese, salad, bread, and then this toffee dessert that is just ridiculous. Ryan says he's looking for experiences in dining. I'm trying to think of definitely stuff in Epcot. Do you guys do much of Epcot? Did you do Epcot this time?
We didn't. We only did Magic Kingdom on this trip. But I was going to say the Starlight Cafe. With the alien playing the lounge music, that's right up Ryan Wiggins' alley, I think. And they have great food. We usually go there every time. And the Pinocchio, The Pinocchio restaurant too is one that we go to almost every time. The little secret seating area at the Pinocchio restaurant that's upstairs is closed, so you can't do that little cool upstairs place. But those are great. The Pinocchio one and the Starlight Cafe are two that we always go to also.
So I think the thing to note too,
Erica, weigh in on some that you know that you love that are up there.
I always say, I mean, I'm a huge foodie, so I think that's important to note, but the quick service restaurants at Disney, they're not just like eating a fast food like McDonald's or Burger King or whatever that may be.
Right.
Quick service restaurants are good gourmet food too. So, I mean, Flame Tree Barbecue is one of my favorite restaurants on the entire property in Animal Kingdom, and it's a quick service barbecue joint in Animal Kingdom, and it has some of the best barbecue I've ever had. And they have, you know, Gaston's at Magic Kingdom has the really delicious macaroni and cheese. So you don't have to go to the table service restaurants to see these big, you know, character meals and these big dining experiences. I think that Disney has done a really good job with the even quick service that you get an experience whether you're eating a quick service or a table service.
I'm a big eater, and I've eaten almost all kids' meals.
Yeah,
because there's that much food. Like, there's the quick service restaurant here at the Polynesian is called Captain Cook's, and I've been getting the kids' meal is. You can get a cheeseburger kids meal. It comes with two sides. So you do double French fries and a cheeseburger and a little drink. And it is plenty for me. So you can, not only is the food better, like Erica said, than your standard fast food place, but you can get away. You can get a whole lot of food, even eating off the kids meals at a lot of places. So
I wanted to add it to in, let's see, Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater is one of my absolute favorites in Hollywood Studios. We did 50s Primetime this time for the first time. And I got to tell you, the experience was really fun at 50s Primetime. Have you ever done 50s, Tony? This is where you come in and you're a cousin and the waiter is like your, I guess, cousin, but you're eating in mom's 50s kitchen and the setting is awesome, but it's kind of, I mean, I always liken it. It's not Ed DeBevick's in Chicago. They're not like rude to you, but there is a level of
fanciness.
Yeah.
Away on purpose because you're part of the show. And I got to tell you what, that's Ryan Wiggins' alley right there. Stick him in and to make him be one of the cousins, and he'll be yucking it up for everybody. So, I mean, everybody's got that family member somewhere that's like, oh, I'm really going to get in on this. That's totally you, Ryan Williams.
I'm obviously terrible at names, but our restaurant at Hollywood Studios is it's a sit down restaurant by the Muppet Theater. And it's an Italian place, but you can also get steak. Is that it? Yeah. With all the pictures of the celebrities on the wall when you walk in, the little black and white headshots. That's every time we're in Hollywood Studios, we eat there because my kids love the cheesecake is ridiculous. I either get a steak or the chicken parm. And like, that's just we even have Kevin, our waiter, who we asked for. Who, like, the first time we were there, like, every time you're here, ask for Kevin. So we do. And every time we get him, and I'm sure he doesn't remember us, but he pretends like he remembers us. I'm sure all the waiters are like that, but he just, you know, goes crazy. You know, don't forget, every time you come back, ask for Kevin's party table. So we go in and say, is Smart Kevin's man. Party table available today? and so... That's our go-to at Hollywood Studios.
And something to note too, I'm sorry, is that, you know, right now with the parks closing early too, you can eat at any of the restaurants at the resorts. So even though the hours are limited at the parks now, it's a really good opportunity to go to Polynesian or, you know, Caribbean Beach or, you know, Boardwalk and see the restaurants that are at those properties because we don't have to stay at the resorts to eat at the restaurants there, which it's always fun to walk around and see a new place too. And this is a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, it's a great way to extend your day and do so at something that's not going to, you know, you're going to eat somewhere, somehow. So That is a great way to do it. I wanted to add in Beaches and Cream. Speaking of resorts that you can eat at, Beaches and Cream is, you need a reservation for it. I think that they were one of them. They've just added in this walk-up dining, walk-up wait list, which I didn't experience. That's something that seems like it's happened in the last week or so, where you can kind of see where you could go and add yourself to a wait list kind of at the moment. But they have at... they have at the beach club, it's called Beaches and Cream, and they have the kitchen sink. And we surprised our kids with the kitchen sink. And I'm going to forward this. Tony, can you see this video here?
I can.
You can? Okay. So they bring out this sundae, and it's like 11 scoops of ice cream. And it's got like every topping that they have back there. We got the chocolate version because I felt like those ingredients went together better. And they put it on your table. They say in a whole can of whipped cream, and then the whole restaurant goes a whole can, and it's fun and it's kitschy and it's obnoxiously large. But look at my daughter here. Like, this is the best moment my daughter has ever had in her entire life. So this is kind of an experience. She couldn't contain herself. I'm going to tell you,
awesome.
we might have eaten half of it. And they give you these bowls. So we were basically like one dish out to each person, and then you're done. But that's a pretty cool experience. It's at Beaches and Cream, so you can go to the beach club and
that's
have a little more
excellent.
Access.
Well, speaking of all that, I've got to order food for everybody right now. So I've got to hop off here and get dinner. So
the last question I have for you before you go.
Yeah, of course.
Transportation. Monorail this time or ferry?
The ferry was the ferry from the resort was closed, so we had to monorail, and we were the only, like everything else, you have it to yourself. So it was so easy, so fast, like nothing to it, like incredibly. All we did, like I said earlier, all we did was Magic Kingdom this trip. So Polynesian to Magic Kingdom on a monorail is so fast, and you have it to yourself. Yeah, it was so easy. Transportation was not an issue whatsoever.
Tony, thank you so much for sharing some of your vacation with us.
Thank you. Wanted to come on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Tony Jewell comments on Facebook. Thanks for stopping by, Tony. A lot of people are in here and saying thanks for being here. Allison asks, is Trader Sam's open? I don't believe Trader Sam's is
not open. No.
All right. Well, go tell your family. We all said hello. Enjoy every minute of what you got left here and soak it up. And man, look at all of those people that are not in the pool.
I know, right? Look at that. Look at that. There's nobody in the shot. Like, that's incredible.
Tony,
that's incredible.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Sounds good. See ya. Bye. Thank you.
Man, like, do you see that and not just go, woo, take me now.
No, I'm ready.
It's amazing. Scott comments on here. Question for Tony. Did you all go to Galaxy's Edge? If so, how was it? I knew Tony didn't go to Galaxy's Edge this time because they just did Magic Kingdom. He let us know that was only doing Magic Kingdom. But I can tell you that I did go to Galaxy's Edge with my last trip that took place in July into August. And we flew the Millennium Falcon. Man, there's the play. That's
your
somebody
vacation.
Make that... please flying the spaceship with a pumpkin spice latte and a fashion scarf. Anyway, I gotta stop. The Millennium Falcon. We flew it 3 times in a row, and we did it to where that we got off and we had to go back in. It was like a 5 or 10 minute wait, and the literal wait time was the amount of time it took you to walk through and then get seated back in the thing. It was really ridiculous. And so it was not packed. We did Rise of the Resistance twice. We got passes 3 times, but the middle time that we did it was the day my parents traveled home, and we didn't want to miss the Magical Express. So, which is the Tragical Express when you go home. And so we didn't end up going back and doing that one, but we did it twice. It was amazing. It's so amazing. All right. What did we miss? Anything? Did we miss anything? I mean, there's so much to talk about.
There's so much. I mean, I think vacation mode Tony is going to be permanently etched in my mind. It's amazing.
I like it. He's significantly more chill. Poolside to Polynesian.
Poolside on and back.
Cynical, sarcastic self that is on the radio with us for hours at a time. folks, all I can say to you is right now, more than ever, you need a break. And I know you need a break because I need a break. And being able to go to Disney World in this capacity, it's like, imagine it this way. Non-pandemic, crazy election year, Disney World, compared to the same instance while you're at work, that release feels good. And when you go on vacation and you spend time, even with the crowds or with the, you know, July, August, September, summer heat, you're still on vacation and you deal with the crowds and you deal with the heat because relative to what you are doing on a daily basis, it's a release for you. I am here to tell you that, like, relatively speaking, from where we are right now, dealing with a pandemic that is serious, that has taken people's lives, and we're all being as responsible as we possibly can be, relative to where we are right now and the stress we're in right now, Disney World feels exponentially even more like the release that you would need from your day job, from your night job, from your two jobs, from homeschooling and trying to make ends meet and figuring out how, you know, you're going to keep yourself safe and still live your life. It's there for you. And if you are even considering it, if you reach out to Erica, you can email her at the email address on your screen. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it's Erica, E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com. And you can just ask questions. It costs you nothing to use Erica. She will get you the best possible deal that there is. And she will answer your questions without any type of pressure. I sent you another friend of mine now. And they're like kind of thinking about winging a trip here soon. You know, I'm sure you're dealing with people who want huge vacations or what's the cheapest I can possibly go and experience this, long vacations, short vacations. I mean, you deal with it all and you always work really, really hard to accommodate them. And everybody always tells me Erica's the best, which is why I keep recommending you to people.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I know I've said this before, but if I would love to work with everybody, if you know somebody else and would rather work with them, I just cannot speak highly enough about working with an agent, especially right now, because news is changing daily. So information as it comes out, we get it firsthand so we can let you know before you even go there. Because the worst thing that you want is to be on vacation and then something change and have to figure it out and be on hold with guest services. So even if you want to do all the planning yourself, we do everything from helping you plan the entire thing to just being here if you need us. So, yeah. I highly recommend working with an agent. I would love to work with everybody. Come to me so that I can live vicariously through you, selfishly through your vacations. But we can help even if you are a Disney expert, we can kind of help with the back end of being on guest services and giving you the day-to-day information as it comes.
Well, Tony, who's commenting on Facebook, says that you'll be in touch. And Tony, that's the first of a slew of great decisions that you're going to be making tonight. Being here. Also, if you want to, if you would be so kind, we started our Facebook group not too long ago, Facebook page, and we're just, it's really an operation. The Pixie Dust podcast is really a podcast that I started, and then Erica came in with me and has been my co-host on this. We really just love talking about this, and Erica really just loves, like, I don't make anything off of this. Actually, it cost me a lot of money because I just want to go back to this now. But it's cheaper than therapy, which is what I always say.
Yeah.
So, Erica, thank you so much for the time today. I do want to give a shout out to Paging Mr. Morrow. If you are in the YouTube sphere, he is a pretty prominent YouTuber. He's got 46,000 subscribers, and I don't know why he is or was on our Facebook or our live here, but that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So go subscribe to Paging Mr. Morrow as a thank you, if you don't mind. And please consider subscribing to the Annie Fry YouTube channel as well. Erica, we'll talk again soon, and hopefully one of these times we'll come back and be talking about fireworks and their return. Hopefully. We will drop everything. I will put my radio show on hold and be like, hold on a second, I got to do this thing.
Say, I'll record in my car.
Yeah. Driving down the road. I've got the radio show on the side. I'm like, hold on a second, there's fireworks. I can't wait. Erica, good to talk to you. Please email erica@magicexpeditions.com with any questions that you have. And like us on Facebook on the Pixie Dust Podcast. We will see you real soon, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.